007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Afternoon to you, Garrett. How are you today?
Good afternoon, Nadine. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. You're giving us a little special movie news this week.
Yeah, I decided, I suppose, to just concentrate on some Irish news, give listeners a little insight into some of the films that are heading our way soon.
There's a lot going on, isn't there, really?
There's an awful lot going on. It's very, very busy. And there's a lot going to be coming our way, both on TV and in film, which is great to see, because the industry is doing quite well. One of those that we can look out for is The Stag. Now, this is the debut feature film from John Butler, who's actually just won the Director's Finder series for the film.
Fantastic for him, it provides
him an opportunity to showcase the feature film at the Directors Guild of America Theatre in Los Angeles in September.
That's a nice one to get, isn't it? Because
they'll be looking for American distributors. They'll get to meet key industry personnel there as well. Let me tell you about the film. The film tells the story of a very modern Irish groom to be at his fiance's urging. He reluctantly agrees to a stag with his friends. A bit of wild camping in the west of Ireland.
The old stag in the west of Ireland. An all Irish cast.
The Hangover style comedy. Yeah, all Irish cast. Andrew Scott, Peter MacDonald, Hugh O'Connor, Amy Huberman, Brian Gleeson. That's a really good
cast.
That's
a strong one, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, so you can imagine now when they bring this to America that if it's funny and they like it, this could be a big movie. So we wish them well.
Great, we do indeed. Now, John Banville's The Sea, this has been a long time coming.
This has, and we can expect it coming to our cinemas sometime in the autumn. It was filmed largely on location in County Wexford. It's funded by the Irish Film Board. It does star Ciarán Hinds, a great actor.
Superb, yeah.
And it concerns a childhood tragedy which bars the path to redemption. And Max Morden, whose wife has just passed away, returns to the house by the sea where his memory is stirred. They had the world premiere of the film at the Edinburgh Film Festival. But as you said, from the Man Booker Prize winning novel, we've waited a while for this.
Yeah, I like the idea of Ciarán Hinds, though. I think he'd be great in it.
Great
looking
actor.
Forward to that.
Yeah.
Ken Loach returns.
Jimmy's Hall is the name of the movie, and it's actually sort of the same team that brought us The Wind That Shakes the Barley, because Paul Laverty has written it, and Ken Loach is directing it. They've started principal photography. It kicked off actually on August the 8th. They're going to be shooting for 7 weeks in Leitrim and Sligo, so do look out for them.
Yeah.
They're planning for the movie to be released in 2014. The cast features Barry Ward in the title role. Simone Kirby plays the female lead as well, and
they've
a nice ensemble cast, Jim Norton, Breen O'Byrne, Andrew Scott in there as well, and Sorka Fox as well. It's set in 1932, actually. It does begin in 1921, where there was a dance hall built at a rural crossroads. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? But then the film itself moves to 1932 and follows the events when Jimmy, who built it, returns from a decade in New York and reopens the hall. And it's kind of, it's about the turbulent times and, of course, the lives that float around the hall. So great director.
Like the sound of that,
Loach.
And great director, as you say. What else have you for us?
Well, of course, in that area as well, they did shoot Calvary. This is the John Michael McDonagh follow-up, I suppose, to The Guard. You have Brendan Gleeson in this as well, Kelly Riley, Chris O'Dowd, Aidan Gillen. There's a really big cast in that. Donald Gleeson, who's on his own course as well. But they filmed in that area. They said it's been released this year, so I think we'll get word on that shortly as to when we'll see that at the cinemas as well.
Great, and we can look ahead to other cinema releases. These are films already shot in Ireland. We're just waiting for release dates, aren't we?
Yeah, Colin Farrell was filming in Fermanagh, actually, with Jessica Chastain as well. This was in Miss Julie was the name of the film, an adaptation of a Swedish play about the forbidden love between an aristocrat's daughter and her father's servant as well.
Sounds like an interesting slant on it. Yeah,
and that's a good cast, isn't it?
Sure
as well,
is.
Having it. Love-hate actors Killian Scott and Peter Coonan were in a movie called Get Up and Go. This is from Fastnet Films, and it tells this of friends forced to confront the reality of lives and friendships which have gone unchallenged and unchanged since their teenage years. So there's some movies we can expect down the line.
Sounds good. In terms of TV then, Gillian Anderson in The Fall. Now, I loved it up to the very last episode when it left us really hanging, and I didn't think it would.
Didn't it?
Yeah. But they're filming the next series. They left it wide open.
They start that in January, actually, up in Belfast, and it was a massive rating success for the BBC and RTÉ
as well. Yeah.
It was good drama, really good drama, pretty strong stuff. Gillian Anderson leading it.
She's great. Yeah.
Really good. I suppose the challenge for them is to keep the writing up for another series.
Exactly.
But, I think if they concentrate well on it, The Fall will be a big success for series two, and it might not end there. You wouldn't know.
Exactly. Okay. What else have you for us?
Well, just some movies that have been financed. We're not sort of sure when they will film or when they'll get ready, but they're interesting. One is, two are actually from the pen of Eugene O'Brien. This is the man who penned Pure Mule. But he's writing a script with Neil Rowland called Anglo Republic. No points to guess what that's about. It's been pretty popular in the States to have these banking crisis movies.
Yeah.
Why not have one here? Of course, we're still in the thick of it, but it could be a very topical film. And Eugene's also written a screenplay with Pierce Ryan, and the cinematographer and one-time director PJ Dillon is behind it. It's called Arranger. It's a feature film. It's a dark and compelling story of revenge set in 1840s Ireland. And speaking to Eugene once about it, he said it's kind of like a Western set in famine time. So that sounds interesting. PJ Dillon himself, actually, a well-known cinematographer. He's won 3 IFTAs for it, but he did direct a movie as well. That was Rewind.
Oh, yeah, which Amy Huberman.
And it was made as sort of the Irish Film Board Catalyst project. This will be his second
great
movie.
We'll keep an eye on those. Sounds good. Terry McMahon is set to direct again too.
Well, it was inevitable. I mean, the success of Charlie Casanova after it was picked up for distribution, it was made for next to nothing, but it did really, really well. Yeah, he's already shot it, he's working on it, I suspect editing it at the moment. It's called Patrick's Day. The plot centres on a young man with mental health problems who becomes intimate with an older suicidal air hostess. He doesn't shy away from
the topical
subjects.
It's going to be a little bit heavy going again, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. But it was shot in the Midlands, and it's based in Dublin, and it could be a success. It's financed by RTÉ, the Irish Film Board, and Terry's a good director.
Yeah, we wish him well with it.
Yep.
Okay, trailer watch.
Well, yeah, instead of picking one, I thought I'd recommend a site which listeners might find really interesting, because on this site, obviously, there's loads of trailers for Irish movies, but also there's an awful lot of Irish short films there as well. It's called thisisirishfilm.ie.
Great.
So if you go to that website, you can have a look. There's a lot of, great shorts that Brendan Gleeson was in his early days, and they keep putting them up there. This is the Irish Film Board whenever they actually make them. So there's, there's the 20-minute shorts, there's 2-minute shorts, there's a lot there. And again, trailers for all the Irish movies of recent times. So it's a good website.
Okay, thisisirishfilm.ie. New releases in our cinemas.
Well, two big actors leading this film, two guns, Denzel Washington and Mark Wahlberg. I really like Denzel. He's a great actor.
Yeah, he is.
A DEA agent and a naval intelligence officer find themselves on the run after a botched attempt to infiltrate a drug cartel. It's fairly formulaic stuff, but you know what you're going to get when you have two big guys like that in a movie. Another movie is called Call Girls. A young girl is recruited from the bottom rung of society into the ruthless world where power can get you anything. Disney then continues.
One for the youngins, yeah.
Yeah, with Planes. Dusty is a crop dusting plane who dreams of competing in a famous aerial race. They're so good at, taking, such a simple thing, giving these, as it is in this case, planes, characters, and really catching the imagination of the kids. So that's going to pack them out at the cinemas. One that I wasn't mad on in the first was Kick-Ass. Mm. And Kick-Ass 2 is out now. Aaron Taylor Johnson leads this one. Here's a little clip from it, it'll give you an idea of what this film's all about.
I want to team up, like Batman and Robin.
Nobody wants to be Robin.
What's wrong with Robin? Would you like Big Daddy's Robin?
Okay, Robin wishes he was me.
What I'm trying to say is we should be partners. You and me like the dynamic duo.
I'm in the NFL, Dave. You play Pee Wee.
So train me. I want to walk the walk, and you're the closest thing I know to a real superhero.
Aren't you tired of being on your own? Don't you want to know someone's there for you? Someone who's got your back?
And you'll do anything I say.
Anything?
Hit me.
You're a 15-year-old girl.
Whoa, unexpected end to that clip, Garrett.
There you go. Well, there's an awful lot of violence in it. And, you know, that was in the first one. And I suspect there's more of the same in this. And it's not to everybody's taste, but it did well. That's why they've made a sequel.
That's so always the way. All right, you've one more to mention.
Yeah, Kuma. It's set in an innocent... when an innocent village girl is secretly recruited as a second wife, or Kuma, with a practical eye to having to take over the household when the sick wife of the man that she has become a partner of dies of cancer. So that's Kuma. It's unlimited release.
Okay, quite a mixture in our cinemas this weekend. Now, you usually give us a TV movie recommendation, but you're looking right ahead to the autumn.
Yeah, I am. I suppose with, you know, a fortnight ago when RT announced the autumn schedule, I suppose, you know, sticking with the Irish flavour, there's a lot of really good movies been announced, and it's kind of, it shows you a little bit where we've come in terms of the drama making in recent
years. Some really strong drama making, sure, yeah.
You know, you have the comedy The Guard. It's having its premiere on TV as well in the autumn schedule. Really strong one, What Richard Did.
Excellent.
It's a super film, and if you've not seen it, and that's the thing, I suppose, with TV premieres, a lot of people get to see them for the very first time, and you know, you kind of assume if you've seen them yourself, oh, why are they showing that? But no, statistically it's proven that you know, only a certain percentage of people that should see the film only see it in the cinema, and now TV sort of will give you a massive audience.
Exactly. So really
What
worth
Richard
watching
Did
yeah.
is a really good one. Now, The Summit, I've not seen this yet. I've heard a lot about it. This is the documentary. It's sort of docudrama, but it's very, very strong. It's about the incident that happened, you know, on the summit, which on K2, and it's very, very strong. And then we've two sort of TV dramas, of course, Love Hate. Everybody talks about
that's
coming back, and Amber as well. This is a new series as well that RT. It's a 4-part series. So
a lot to look forward to. That's
strong,
pretty good
stuff, isn't it?
Garrett, thank you for filling us in on all that.
No problem at all.
You're on halls for the next week. Enjoy, and we'll see you the following.
All right, thank you.
Take care.